Binaguna ng Pokemon Go ang paraan ng paglalaro ng milyon-milyong tao, subalit nagbibigay din ito ng potensyal na baguhin ang paraan kung paano magbenta ang mga negosyo sa kanilang mga kliyente. Ilang negosyo ang nagsasamantala sa bagong laro. Pero paano ba ito nagtatrabaho? Ang laro ay parang isang higanteng hayop na kumakain ng sirang bagay at ang mga karakter ng Pokemon ang nilalayong mahuli ng mga naglalaro nito. Kailangang may pisikal na lakas sa mga maglalaro upang makarating sa mga paradahan at gym online at ito ay nangangahulugan na ang mga negosyong malapit dito ay kailangang maging maswerte din.
I started seeing people going around looking at their phone and I started trying to understand what was it for and quite quickly I understood that it was for Pokemon Go.
Si Maria Solfoli ay manager ng Portobello Cafe sa Circular Quay.
We came up with an idea a couple of months ago where we put a sign up offering discount on coffees for Pokemon players. As in, you know, winter, like the 3-4 months of the year where we struggle a little bit more. But with this thing going on, it just lifted, let's say, the bottom level to a little bit better.
Sa Brighton Lessons naman, ang nasa katimugan ng Sydney, ang Desserts Cafe ay nakikinabang din sa pagiging malapit sa isang Pokestop. Sinabi ng kasamang may-ari Andrew Sharkawi na mayroon silang kalapit na Pokestop at tinatarget sila ng mga manlalaro.
We advertise online through our Facebook page and we've been offering 15% off. All they got to do is they come up to the counter, they show us their Pokedex and then we give them 15% off their total bill.
Itinagdag niya na lumaki ang kanilang negosyo ng 10% bilang resulta. Pero kung gusto mo talagang makinabang sa kasunod na level, maaari kang bumili ng lures o pain sa app, kagaya ng ginawa ni Andrew Duong mula sa What the Fudge Cafe sa Cabramata.
So what that does is now it triggers for everyone around here that there's a lure and now Pokemon will just start appearing.
Nagbibigay ng libreng charger at wifi ang The Fudge upang tumigil ng mas matagal ang kanilang mga kliyente nang hindi nauubusan ng baterya o data.
The first few weeks, it increased the business by a good 50% and then as the game matured, it was steady, about 30%.
Naging labis na popular ang Pokemon Go na ang Yelp ang nagsusuri sa lugar ng mga restoran ay naglilista na ngayon kung saan makakakita ng Pokestops. Kaya paano kayo makikinabang sa bagong laro para sa inyong negosyo? Si David Francis ang nagtatag at punong tagapagpaganap ng Virtual Method, isang tech consultancy.
Why cafes and restaurants do so well is because the average spend of someone, of a Pokemon Go player coming into a store is around about $14. But lots of other small to medium businesses that have those sorts of products in that range can also capitalize.
Nagmungkahi siyang maglagay ng pain bilang magandang paraan upang palakihin ang negosyo.
Give consumers an opportunity to actually post onto social media, like maybe even set up a corner of your business that is Pokemon themed and so people can actually stand in that corner and if you take a photo of yourself in that corner and share hashtag, you know, Pokemon whatever little business afterwards, then you can actually get a discount on a product or get some sort of freebie with purchase or whatever. That way you're creating social media hype.
Nagmungkahi din si David Francis na maglagay ng headlines tungkol sa bumababang popularidad ng Pokemon Go na kailangang makita sa kabuuan.
The numbers are dropping. They're down to 30 million people a day. So it's still the most successful mobile platform of all time. So when people say, oh yeah, the initial hype's over, well, look, there's also a strategy that Niantic Labs have to keep this going. And this is the first of what you've seen as mainstream augmented reality.
Kaya kung ang panguhuli ng Pokemon ay wala sa inyong hilig, kahit paano ay maaari kayong tumanggap ng kaunting tubo.
SBS.
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 This is SBS Radio.